Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Indy Kahana says he is proud to have started his career in tea from the very bottom, planting, pruning, and tending the bushes. Quote, "That early exposure gave me a deep respect for the craft," end quote, he says. Indy was an assistant estate superintendent at Malayam Plantations in the Kerala High Ranges beginning in 1975 and worked as an estate manager in Assam for 11 years. He founded T&T's in 1990 and has been offering retailers gourmet quality organic and conventional teas for the past years. His advice as a consultant is widely sought. Quote, "Over time, I realized that tea isn't just an agricultural product. It's a living, breathing culture. The people, the landscapes, and the constant learning kept me engaged. And even today, I feel there's still more to discover," end quote, says Kahana. Thank you so much for joining me on the T-Biz podcast. It's a great pleasure to talk with you again. I'm looking forward to visiting, and I wanted to share with our listeners some of the innovative and interesting things that you're doing at the studio. So will you give us a quick overview of your work there?
And I say this rather, it's 50 years of experience in tea, which has brought me to where we are. Yeah, I learned a lot from the Chinese. I was traveling in China for a considerable amount of time and very regularly. And I have spent time seeing what they do. And I've always admired and respected their dedication to tea, their respect for the product. And I just wanted to replicate that. And so the tea studio is actually built on the Chinese model, but with the difference that we do a multiplicity of types of teas. Unlike in China, where if you go to a particular region, you're looking at one sort of tea. Uh-huh. But we've just taken that same ethos and done it here.
You're also innovating on the supply side. Most tea wholesalers send out hundreds of samples and then knock on retail sellers' doors, hoping they will buy their tea. In contrast, the studio processes tea on demand in styles that retailers find are in demand with their customers. Can you outline your approach as a wholesaler that partners with retailers to supply customer favorites in the quantities they require?
The tea studio only produces the teas. We continue to be strictly a B2B business model. But where the teas are supplied only to those who are investors, stroke partners in the tea studio, which includes Camellia Sinensis in Canada. We have Le Jardin du Gaia in France, near Strasbourg, and a company called Oxalis in the Czech Republic. Now, these are all well-established tea retailers who know their market and the consumer. I believe I understand the market. It's a model which is working well, and especially with Camellia Sinensis, because, nobody knows the North American market better than they for high-quality specialty teas.
I'm interested in learning more about your inspiration and how you develop compressed tea cakes. What target markets are you considering? And what kind of demand exists for these teas? Additionally, could you share some insight into this bold and innovative statement about what you believe consumers want?
You see, when we set up the tea studio, it was all set up with Chinese machinery. And we had a Chinese engineer and two tea masters come to help us when we were setting up the place. And they told us very categorically that, look, with this range of machinery which you have put in place in the tea studio, you will be able to make four types of teas. When they were talking about types, they were talking about, well, the shapes and the fact whether it would be green or black. In the 6 years since we've set it up, Muskan, my daughter, who actually runs the tea studio, he keeps trying all sorts of things. Most of the time, I don't even know what she's doing. But at the end of it all, we now have 17 distinct standalone teas which we offer out. They include a range of greens, whites, blacks, oolongs, tapua, roasted greens. So we've actually got this whole range of teas. And we were thinking, what can we do further? And the idea of these tea cakes has always been a very, it's excited me because it's never been done, well, as far as I know, outside China. And we thought about it, and well, to be absolutely honest, we haven't really, we don't really know, or we never investigated whether there would be a consumer demand for it or not, but we just thought we should just take a further step. So, yes, it has been a challenge. Muskan spent, she has spent 7, 8, 9 months experimenting with active help from Kevin when he was here for a week. And then Jasmine, I presume you know Jasmine, that's one of the partners of the of Camellia Sinensis. So Jasmine also came in, pitched in. And between the three of them, they've got it right. Muskan made a tea with a pour, which is a sheng pour, and then extended it into a white tea, the white tea cake made with the peony, which is a, you know, a very large open leaf. And it was very difficult to mold, but she cracked that one. And while I was away traveling last month, in my absence, she's been fiddling around. And now we have not just a pour and a white peony. We have tea cakes made from black tea, green tea, oolong teas. Again, something which has never been done before.
It's interesting that you have the freedom to experiment with a product just for the sake of learning.
I just want to expand on that a little further. It's unlike any tea factory you go to. In the tea studio, we do not have any grading mechanism. We have no sorting machines. We have nothing. The tea we produce is the tea which is made absolutely independent of the others, and we do not hold anything like stock. Any tea which is ordered, whether it is for 5 kgs or 100 kgs or 200 kgs, is produced only against order. The reason being that since we have 17 distinct teas, we never know what a particular buyer wants. So only when we get the order, is that actually the leaf comes in and is the tea produced. So whatever is sold out is, well, depending on the size of the order, could be as young as 2 weeks to maybe a month and a half old max. That's it.
So how much tea are you producing at this point?
We are equipped for producing 10 tons, which is what I had expected. And we had expected that we would get only about 100 kilograms of leaf per day. Muskan has managed to move that up, and there have been days where she's crazy. She's handled as much as 350 kilos. But having said that, it's in spurts. So while we are equipped for producing 10 tons of tea, what the maximum we produced, which was last year, is about 7 tons. We're still aiming for reaching the 10 tons, but it's 7 tons of standalone innovative teas, let's put it this way.
What makes your offer unique, and what is the advantage to the retailer in dealing with someone like you whose focus is quality?
As a buyer, I would be wondering whether I can sell these high-quality teas to my consumer.
Right.
So it's a tough one. So you know, whatever I, as say, D&Ts have sold is only built on relationships. Sending out samples and things just doesn't work for teas like this. It has to be, you have to sit across from people, you have to explain to them, they have to taste it. And, you know, there's always this hope. It's like a fishing expedition. You're hoping that, all right, fine, I'm casting out. And maybe out of my 17, somebody might show interest in 2 or 3. And that for us is great. That's what I think. It's let me put it this way. Every sale is a hard sale because I have to explain to my consumer, and I'm talking as a buyer, I have to explain to my consumer why a particular tea is different and why I would recommend it to somebody. It requires communication, which has to be done at the retailer end. And that's a tough one.
When retailers market your teas, are they promoting the studio and talking about your process, or do you think they're more focused on aroma and the taste and the way the leaf looks?
It's the uniqueness. I think this is just a wild number, but I'd say over 90% of the teas which are sold at the retail level are basically grades, the grades of the same tea. And there's no innovation involved in them. They come out of an industrial sort of production model, whereas ours are these artisanally crafted teas with a couple of USPs which help us sell the teas. Whether the retailers or the distributors or the purveyors accept those innovations or those USPs, I don't really know. But yes, I have had feedback that they're all very impressed with the fact that, you know, ours is a total 100% women-run operation. We are 100% environmentally friendly in the sense that we don't use any fossil fuel. Our fuel is only LPG. Our electricity is solar generated. The leaf we get comes from small marginal tribal farmers whom we support. So it's all adding up to being a very nice, I would say, a basket of USPs. Now, which one appeals to a particular person, it's difficult to say.
Do you agree that the path forward for tea, whether as a commodity or specialty, is innovation based on a sustainable foundation rooted in quality?
You can't put your feet in two boats. Yeah, it's either quality or quantity. If you put your feet in those two boats and those two boats pull apart, the only thing that's going to get wet is your ass. I mean, I'm very clear on that. Dan, you see what the big difference which has come into, and I'm talking about now the industrial producers. When I'm talking about industry, I'm talking about the corporates. They are not run by tea people. They are run by accountants. And that, to me, is a huge change in the industry. Back in the day, tea plantations were run by tea planters who understand the product, who understand the ethos, who actually have some link to the product. The accountant says nothing of that. He's only looking at his bottom line, and he will do things which are absolutely contrary to what is an accepted answer. It's an agricultural produce. You are dependent on weather. You are 100% dependent on weather conditions, soil. There's a zillion things which come into it. But I'm sorry, but it's not numbers which come into it. I'll just interject with a little anecdote. I'm talking about when I was in Assam, this was in the 1980s, I was in charge of a factory called Doidam, which was on Doidam Estate. It was a huge estate, so over 1,900 hectares. It had four divisions and it had one factory. At the peak of the season, which would be, you know, post 15th August through till through end of October, we used to get leaf which was coming out of our ears. I mean, I used to handle 120,000 kilograms of leaf coming in every single day. Could I be bothered about quality? My sole aim in life was somehow to change that green to black. What I'm trying to say is that we were not equipped to handle that sort of quantity, but we had to handle it. And the end result is, yes, quality suffers. There's no two ways about it. There's no two ways about it. Which brings us back to the tea studio. We're not even a tea manufacturer. We are. It's called a tea studio for the purpose. There is a tea studio. We are artisanal. We're not interested in the quality and in the quantity. Yes, we would love to hit our 10 tons, but what is our prime objective is the quality. We cannot send out teas which do not meet the quality mark.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.